phone is ringing, when you ask him, one simple ring of the phone could change your entire life. You pick up the phone, very happy, they will say, that stuff happened. Suddenly, imagine that you're sitting beside the pool and suddenly they will call and say, your child had an accident. How do you listen to the second word that is coming? Suddenly you are numb and everything is different. So you should be prudent, especially when you're seeking this path. We talked about it. Do you remember? Let's go back, book one. The story of Omar and the city that was burning, remember? He said, go and do something. I said, oh, we are doing, we are putting the water and the vinegar even, but the fire will not go away. He said, ah, you do it as a habit. It doesn't count. Purely for that you should do it. If being kind will make you a good amount of money, and you do that good stuff, you didn't do any good. You did it for that money. You should be kind just because kindness is beautiful and beauty is adjective. Something like that. So we talked about the purity and purity. That's why I stopped to say that mukhlas and ikhlas and khalas and all that. To remember, your intention here should be pure. Because love should be pure. Do you remember? I always bring this example that you spit in this, I don't want it anymore. That's what the wine is for us, right? Here, he talks about that, okay, remember, in every corner there is a danger, so you should be prudent. By all this, we mean that take care of this rushing stuff of your animal. That's what it is. Yes.
The ideas of the prudent man.
'Tis as when a lion has suddenly come up and seized a man and dragged him into the jungle. At that carrying off, what will he think of? Consider and think of the same thing, O thou who art learned in the religion.
Exactly. Like I was saying that in telephone call. He said, okay, we're sitting down here in a lovely group. Suddenly a lion will come and take her out. What do you think? Of course, today cannot happen that easy because there is no lion in downtown. But in time of Rumi, the lion is always there. We say, okay, then what do you say? When this happens, how do you explain it? Learn from this example I gave you. You, the master of the path. You who believe that you are the master of the path, the things happen suddenly. What do you say about that? Because, yes.
The lion, destiny, is dragging into the jungles our souls, which are preoccupied with business and trades.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly we hear about something a little bit strange. And we talked about it before. In the second paragraph, book one. You remember over there was a word that I explained to you. It's very difficult, but the simplest meaning is consequence. Qaza. And you say, they interpret it as a divine intervention. But we say, no, this is the consequence that qaza, okay? Here, you will say, there is a lion of a qaza. Means, imagine the consequence as a lion. What does this lion do? We are doing our business are junk. But that lion doesn't care about my business or my work and all that. Could take me just like that. Yes?
That is like that the people have fear of poverty, plunged up to their throats in the briny water.
Yes. Okay. So look at the poor people. What do they do? Nothing. Because they are poor, they don't have anything, and they think it's like this. Because they see the poverty. They experience the poverty, right? The poor people. But do they think about the poverty maker? No, they don't go behind that. They just stop that. We don't have anything. And say, what made us like this? What is the consequence? Why this consequence? We have done something that this is like this. I cannot say, I didn't do anything. Suddenly this happened. What do you mean you didn't do anything? Can you say that? Any of you? Don't dare. Rumi told us up front. Do you remember? No, you don't remember where. Maybe some of you even don't. Don't you remember what I'm talking about? What am I talking about? What?
Consequence.
The consequence. We are talking about standing up, being responsible for what? For the consequence of your action. All is consequence. But a poor fellow doesn't accept that his or her poverty is the consequence of something. As if suddenly out of blue, poverty comes out? No. Whatever is the consequence of something which was. But the people, they don't relate it like that. The people who are being busy and they don't know that the consequence will beat them up. All the consequences will beat me up, like that lion. All the poor people, they don't think about what or why we are poor, what made us poor. Yes?
If they should fear the creator of poverty, treasures would be open to them on the earth.
Ah. Suddenly, he made it in a way that, okay, yes, this is that. You could say that, okay, that creator of poverty, and think that he's talking about God. He's not talking about God. God is not the poverty maker. Exactly the opposite. Whatever we have, he gave us. Here, he will say, okay, there is that cause which will make the effect of poverty. They have to think about that cause which is poverty maker. Right? If they think about that, then they will find the treasure. Because remember the treasure which is here and you need to dig it? Oh, we talked about this treasure and I said, we always tell you that ruin this physical stuff because the treasure is underneath it. Then you rebuild yourself different way. Always Rumi will bring into this that you are like a building. Okay, you build it up yourself like this. The hidden stuff underneath. Love is the hidden treasure. Hab is a treasure in us. When do we find it? When we dig down. But normally looking at this, everything is like this? No. Whatever is the effect of a cause, so go to the cause. Yes?
They should fear the creator of poverty. Treasures would be open to them on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Through fear of affliction, they are all in the very essence of affliction. In their quest for existence, they have fallen into non-existence.
Mm-hmm. This again takes me back to childhood because in childhood the example I'm going to give you was quite visible. Nowadays in this, in Canada, I don't think you will find it, but in the third world you will find a lot of these kind of people. The first one I was, I think I was seven or something like that. My uncle was
the mayor.
Was the mayor, and she came. He came to our house one night, and he was like that. Said, what's going on? He said, today there was this beggar who was living in one filthy place in downtown somewhere, and he died. And he had no one. So the workers of the city hall will go to take care of him. And the mattress, when they will see it's a very heavy mattress, they open up, it's full of money. The guy died as a beggar and had a mattress full of money. My uncle will say, I haven't even seen this much money. And the guy will do it. Okay? This was a cultural shock. And I remembered it in a way. Then later, when I talked about it with my fellow, my peer, I told him that this happened. Some people are that stupid. I said, oh, you haven't seen anything. I will show you the people. And he showed me an example. A merchant, a rich fellow, out of fear that one day maybe I will lose it, he will not expend enough for his food even, to keep the money for safety. Maybe one day I need it, and today he was hungry. Out of fear of poverty, you could live like the poor people and stock something just to what? I don't know, because none of those will give you the satisfaction. Here is the last point he makes. He will say there are a lot of people who are really deep down in sorrow because they are frightened from sorrow. There are a lot of stuff that you are frightened from, but you live with it. Of course, it needs explanation, right? It was a little bit complicated. So let's read the next one and look at the explanation that comes in a very short paragraph after this. This is the outcome of, and this is the moment that conclusion, that we will do the mistake. Yes.
Akuki's entreaty and intercession for the deliverance of the ship. When Akuki beheld that turmoil, his pity was stirred and his tears flowed fast.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you don't need it, but I like to say it. There is one word over there which is fantastic, and you could just pass for it. When Akuki saw what? Qiyamat. Qiyamat means the answering day. Qiyamat for us means standing up and being responsible, right? Here, in a way, there is a Qiyamat because these bad guys are in a bad situation and they want to somehow stand up to do something. That's why they are praying and all that. So Rumi mixes up these words just to give you the hint that, don't forget, I'm talking about responsibility. You are looking at the Daughi who will forget his responsibility. He just jumps out and do something. Okay? Yes. So suddenly he starts to give an order to God.
He said, O Lord, do not look at their deeds. Take their hands.